and then 6 and above, you get the gold rune. I might be mistaken on the exact numbers there, but that's how it works anyway. People get the point. And the first mother's rune to be handed out was to Paulina Forslund, which is the wife of Fredrik Wedeland. People might know Paulina Forslund from Twitter. I know a lot of people have been talking about her in the chat in the past. And her and Fredrik Wedeland currently have 9 children. That's a lot. That's a lot of children.
It's a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. And they recently had a baby. So they were in the naming ceremony as well. So, yeah, they've been doing their part. What are you doing? Are you having 9 children out there? So, but it's a very nice thing, a new tradition for our movement to honor our women that aren't necessarily fighting on the front lines, but they're keeping nice homes for our brave warriors, and they're raising children.
Well, they're fighting on the other front line. You can see there's 2 front lines, and they're equally as important.
Yeah, and it's harder work putting children to bed than podcasting, I'll tell you that. And
speaking from experience.
I appreciate my wife every Tuesday, so that's right. And I think that was the main gist of the Nordic Days that I can think of right now. And no, that's not it. We had another nice event during the day that I forgot about. We had a market where people from the movement and the sympathizers that had come to the event, they brought their own wares and they sold things. There was handcrafted stuff. There was some drinks. There was a lot of drinks. I don't want to, you know, make us up to be some alcoholic degenerate movement, but a lot of people like making alcohol. So there was a lot of mead and some wine being made, and leatherworks. There were woodworks. There were preserved foods. There was toothpaste. There was clothes that people made. There was birdhouses.
How do you make your own toothpaste? I actually never thought about how you could make. It's one thing you really should know how to make when shit hits the fan is make your own toothpaste.
Yeah, I haven't looked into the recipe, actually. Yeah. Yeah, that's very good to know how to make. And, there was one guy sitting down. He was making spinners. Is it called spinners in English?
Fidget spinners.
No, he wasn't making fidget spinners. It was the ones you fish with, the fishing bait spinners.
I think they're actually just called fish spinners.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah.
So that's a nice thing to make. And So I think that was the gist of it.